just been waiting on the perfect video to make me TikTok famous. Stay tuned. Had a little visitor today. You'll never guess who it was. It was a dang CPS. Yes, you heard right. CPS. Been a mama for 24 years. 24! And I'm a mammy times two. Never had this to worry about. Right, because me and my ex-husband, their father, we don't play that crap. We don't play that. You're going to be quite stunned at the allegations. Stay tuned. I mean, who likes to buy groceries? Not me. I don't like to buy groceries. I hate it, as a matter of fact, because the things are expensive. But I'm forced to buy them anyway. Yeah, right. I don't get no food stamps either. I just buy them out of pocket. This is just, you're going to get the rest of the story in a minute. But I bought enough chicken the past 2 weeks to open my own chicken farm. Chicken, chicken nuggets, chicken tenders, chicken fries, seasoned fries, pizzas, pizza rolls. I mean, all the things. Reese cups that he won't share with me. He won't even share. I mean, I buy all those things. And what about the sweet tea that I keep made? Because he says nobody can make sweet tea like me. And he fills the largest cup up in the kitchen and doesn't share with the rest of us. He drinks it all. But to say the little does not get fed. Are you kidding right now? Are you kidding? He has his own refrigerator in his room full of his own drinks. He has his own little area with his own snacks. And my freezer has his own supply of chicken, fries, and pizza. I can't help it that that's what you didn't make him eat as a kid, and so therefore this is all he likes, and occasional grilled cheese. But I keep what he likes. He has food, and he's fed. When you're going to make allegations, you should always be truthful. To say that only two people live in this house when we have five? Five people! Five! Not two! You forgot to say me and Roro. I mean, is it because you want to be here instead? Not gonna happen. Your days are over, girl. Your days are over. Yeah, just go check the mail with me. I mean, I could care less if you said I lived here, but my Roro, he's a little bit offended by it. Now, he just adds a list. He don't like you like everybody else don't like you. He stood up for the CPS lady and just giggled, and she said, "Well, that's up." I said, "Right, that's a whole grown man right there, baby. Little almost 9-year-old Asher, he ain't by himself. He ain't by himself. He's got two grown-ups in there." I forgot. He done checked my mail, and I might not actually walk to the mailbox alone. Bad parenting. I need to start reading a book. I gotta tell y'all this. You ain't gonna believe it. You really ain't gonna believe this. It's the truth, though. I'm so excited about my new palm tree. I just wanted it in the video. But yeah, back in the day, I worked. Rowan's dad worked. You know, we had to work. We worked to provide for him so he could go and do the things that he loves to do. You know, I'm talking back when he was 8 and 9. You know, I had to leave him alone. Like, he got to go do with friends and family, and he had a babysitter occasionally, but not every day. Because it just wasn't. And he was fine. That kid is thriving. He's thriving. He's respectful. He says, "Yes, ma'am," and "No, ma'am." "Yes, sir," and "No, sir." He helps around the house. He asked for permission to go do things. He has a precious little girlfriend. He's a dang good kid. But I guess I'm just a terrible piece of crap because I left him at home so I could go to work and have money to take care of him. Right. This video is not about Roro. I don't want y'all to get that confused. It is not about Roro at all. I'm using him as an example. Because you may say a lot of things about me, but what you ain't gonna say is that I am doing wrong by a kid, because it's not in me now. I'm not gonna listen to a smart mouth teenager. I'm not gonna listen to a liar. I'm not gonna listen to a smart mouth teenager, because you know what? I learned that back in the day. If I would have been that person, my mom would knock my teeth out of my mouth, and that's just all it is to it. And so I'm old school about that. You're not going to talk down to me. I will put you in your place. And if you're bigger than me, I will get something and use to put you in your place. One way or another, you're going to be put in your place.